following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Danny perform in front of...
Not 18,000 fans.
Six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Danny, Tony Davis responded with...
Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know what you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director Doug Duda.
Merritt's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
I say that a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens. Mohawk. Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Well, welcome back from the Christmas break. Really, I could still use a Christmas break, Daddy. I mean... Maybe about 17 more days of Christmas break. Going to be a busy week. Holiday basketball tournaments get underway tomorrow. Of course, we're in the five-day moratorium, last day where you can't officially participate, you know, have contests and practice at the state college level, D2 level. And then everybody gets going again. Used to be UNK Hastings for the most part, especially UNK, never played between like December 17th or 18th, whatever the weekend was, until after the first of the year. That's not the case this year.
Say a lot of times 15, 16-day breaks for them.
Only four or five Division I basketball games tonight that Vegas has a point spread on, and one of those is Nebraska. Andy Markowski, former Husker and now member of the Husker Sports Network, will join us at the bottom of the hour to discuss the Big Ten opener tonight against Wisconsin. Every possible thing is wrong with Nebraska going into this game. I'm just telling you that right now. And yet they're only an 8.5-point underdog at home. Two of their top three scorers out. Wisconsin leads the nation in scoring defense. They're ranked 11th in the country. Everything points to Wisconsin winning this game 60-32. Everything. So we'll see what happens. Remember, I told you last week, I think Nebraska... Now, again, this is before... I didn't know that Diaz and Talley were going to be out. So that kind of changes things. Last week, I believe it was, I spouted off on this program that I thought Nebraska would probably upset either Wisconsin or Michigan State at home this week. That's way less of a scenario as if it wasn't a possibility as if it wasn't already. But Andy Markowski will join us at the bottom of the hour. But Christmas is over, and Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Jeff standing back there, learning what he's doing. On probation, of course, is our producer. How was Christmas, and welcome back.
Hey, had a wonderful Christmas. Wonderful, wonderful. And I think it's more wonderful when you got kids around to enjoy. I mean, the present deal, when you're sitting around with, there's like eight adults, you're like, take turns. I mean, it's fun, it's nice, and people get stuff, funny stuff for one another. It's great. But what really brings Christmas, and obviously the commercialized side of Christmas is what people talk about more than we probably should. But see them kids tear open them presents, man. That's a treat for anybody. It's almost like the guy that goes pheasant hunting and says, I don't even care if I shoot a rooster. I just like to see the dog work. Very, very much the same. You like to see the dog go on point. I like to see them kids rip up presents. They go crazy.
I'm just concerned about the Lawrence Welk reference. Wonderful, wonderful. I just wonder where you're going there, man. There's a one of. Did you get anything unique?
You know, my unique thing, I really enjoy, and now that it's 50 degrees out, it makes perfectly good sense. Why wouldn't I have got an ice auger?
Yeah, okay, there you
I
go.
I really enjoy ice fishing, and so I did pick up an ice auger over Christmas, so which was nice. That would be my unique
You bought
gift.
That yourself, didn't you?
No. Dad and Mom came through with that.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's cool. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia comes your way today. A chance for you to get another gift here during the holidays. A $25 gift card is coming your way with our trivia later on in the program. And you can always email the Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Daddy, from the sports world, the NBA began on Christmas Day. We had another full weekend of the National Football League that wrapped up with a record-breaking performance last night. And we have college football bowl games continuing on. What caught your eye out of all this? Nebraska arrives in Orlando. What caught your eye?
Well, it's got to be week 16, and I think there were the catch Jerome Simpson made, one of the best catches of the year when he flips into the end zone.
The leap.
Well, the leap, or yeah. Not the catch. The leap and then holding onto the ball with his right hand, somehow keeping both feet in bounds, sticking the landing to get the perfect 10 on SportsCenter. I think the NFL football continued, you know, the performances by Drew Brees last night, by Aaron Rodgers the night before. You watch these guys. Yeah, you get paid a lot of money, and people can scream and moan, oh, how can anybody be worth that? Folks, because there's only about six of them on the planet that can do what those guys do. Six, and that may be generous. To watch somebody throw the slant passes from the two-yard line, the guys are right there. You cannot defend the play. They get the receivers. They're zinging balls in there. Drew Brees getting away from people last night. I thought Matt Ryan looked to be one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL last night in the first half, and then they couldn't score when they got inside the 25-yard line, did some great things, maneuvered down the field. But if you talk what stood out in the weekend, it's got to be the NFL, particularly those two performances, and both on the primetime game, Sunday night, Monday night.
Two things stick out to me is that we have to root here and probably get beat on Sunday night with our Dallas Cowboys as fans, and Tony Romo smacks his hand and in a game that really didn't mean anything. So the loss doesn't bother me because it didn't mean anything. They still have to beat the Giants. But just like in baseball, when I said it would make me physically ill if the Cardinals backed into the playoffs, they did, and they won the whole thing. I feel the same way about the New York football Giants. If they back into the playoffs, and everybody says they have the type of team that can slow down and maybe match up with the Saints and the Packers. So that would make me ill because it's not even that they're in the same division as the Cowboys, I don't think. I'm just not a Giants fan, not a Tom Coughlin fan. I mean, probably because of his demeanor, although he seems to have loosened up a little bit over the last season. Maybe that comes with age. And then the second thing, it just continues to disgust me, and maybe this will be for all the folks that think that I never pick anything right on the show and always make fun of me. The Green Bay Packers just continue to show my point that they can't win the Super Bowl. When Aaron Rodgers, and maybe this is an Eric Crouch deal, you know, where Crouch would never hand the football off when he ran an option play. I mean, he'd always take the one-yard touchdown himself instead of handing it off to somebody else. Again, it seemed that way. I told you this, Daddy. They can't run the ball. Green Bay can't run the ball. If they could run the ball, then Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have to throw three two-yard touchdown passes against the Chicago Bears and another from seven. Now, the 55-yarder, perfect, but Jordan Nelson was wide open. Wide open. And they gave up 21 points to a Bears team that can't score on anybody else. So, again, the Saints, everybody else seems to be coming on board with what I said a month ago. And this sounds like a Cowherd thing. A month ago, I said this would happen, and by God, it's happening. I'm glad you're finally on board. But that's what seems to be happening, is that the Packers continue to prove that their defense isn't very good and they can't run the ball. And Aaron Rodgers, maybe put something on for Christmas, all right? Nice hoodie. Nice pull-string hoodie that went out 20 years ago. Nice. Anyway, more about the football game.
I think, you know, another football game, I, of course, have got a little wager out west with our friends that the Arizona Cardinals need to win over 7 games. We're on 7 games. It's 23-16, and early Doucette falls down. The goal line or 2-yard line hash mark trips him. Wide open for the touchdown. And I'm thinking, no, that's, yeah. Now we got to win at home versus Seattle. It looks like they're playing their best football of the year. Ugh. It should be a meaningless game. Arizona should win at home. Will they? Doubt it.
We go to the Dan Popper inbox. John says, okay, if Dan Marino would have had the rule of don't touch the quarterback and the receiver flag football rules back in 84, no one would touch that record. I will have to say congratulations to Drew Brees, though he is a class act. You know what? I'm going to disagree with that. I understand this is a popular old school thought here. Well, can you explain to me why? Okay, so if Dan Marino, so they can't hit Drew Brees now. What does that have to do with him? Does that just mean you got more confidence? You know they're not going to be breathing down your neck? Is that the angle these people are taking?
I suppose you stand in there longer instead of getting rid of the football, throwing it away.
But your receivers had to make the catch because they knew there weren't going to be as many pass interference penalties as there are today. And pass interference penalty.
I don't know. I thought last night the launching, somehow they get a 15-yard penalty that gives them a first down. Then there was about 3 calls last night where you're just going, John Gruden is just going crazy on the first one, right over the middle. Linebacker comes up. Yeah, the wide receiver is laying there trying to get up very, very slowly, but he got hammered, no doubt about it. But John Gruden said, he's got a right to the middle of the football field, and that's what he's supposed to do, isn't he? I don't understand where some of these flags come from. I don't know, Doug. I see both sides of the argument about, yeah, it seemed to be a lot more physical down the I guess the old school mentality, tougher back in the day to get that many yards because of the pass interference that's now called. You can't have your hands on them. You can't touch anybody beyond 5 yards. Otherwise, Lord knows there's 8 flags instead of the normal 4 that fly out. I see both sides of that argument.
Doug and Danny show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Hope your holidays are going well. I know there's quite a few folks, especially the teachers and the students, that still have this week off and don't go back until next week. And some of the factories take this week off. So if you got the day off, hope you enjoy it. Some beautiful weather. Uncanny type of weather here over the holiday break. Hope you're enjoying it. Thanks for being with us. Andy Markowski joins us at the bottom of the hour. Anything you want to chime in on that you saw over the weekend or that's coming up? Because now we get into the real bowl season, college football bowl games every day, although today's not very attractive in the 2 bowl games, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But just finishing up here on the NFL topic, the Giants and Cowboys, the winner of the tough one of the toughest divisions in football is going to go 9-7 and win it this year. I cannot believe that. And that will be the Sunday night game, and you'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio. So that there are very few games this year that on Sunday will be of great importance.
No, but we're going to wait all day long for that Sunday night game, probably have our hearts broken, and then be expected to get up right in the morning and enjoy the Nebraska football game going at 12 noon.
I can do it.
Well, I can do it. Yeah, we don't have a choice.
I will do it. Also, the other games that have implications on the playoffs, Denver and Oakland. San Diego is at Oakland, so that is a late game, while Kansas City is at Denver, and that is a late game. So they're playing at the same time. There's nothing you could do with the schedule because you're at a point now where will one team lay down, and Kansas City coming out today saying we will not lay down for Denver. Even though they just hate Oakland. But, I mean, they're both just bitter rivals there, so who do you kind of pull for? But you look at these, and there's just a lot of games that really don't mean anything on Sunday. So who will play their guys? Who won't play their guys? Who lays down a little bit? Who shows up? Who doesn't show up?
Now it's down to San Francisco and New Orleans for a bye. Is that correct? Those two. If they both win, San Francisco's got it.
San Francisco's at St. Louis. I'm gonna give them a pretty good chance. New Orleans takes on Carolina. There's 6 late games on Sunday. I think that's the most all year. Nice job, NFL. And then 1, of course, the Sunday night game, and there is no Monday night game this week. Was it a good one last night, did you think?
Well, the second. I mean, once the record was once the record was had, I don't know. On that turf, it's a tough place to play. That noise is just out of hand, it seems like. And if it's going to go, if Green Bay get knocked out and the deal's got to go through New Orleans, it's very, very difficult to come out of there with a victory.
Well, coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network, and a whole lot more. So we'll be back in just a second here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Don't forget Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Wishing you the happiest of holidays, and they do that the best way they can, sending you their future and present customers with the very best savings out there and their hassle-free pricing. Just the best price, every vehicle, every day, clearly marked on the window of every car, truck, van, SUV, new, used, pre-owned, whatever it is, they've got it there for you. So many great deals going on right now. If you can't get all the way around the lot, maybe you can get all the way around their webpage with many more great deals at thinkmidway.com. Remember, some of the great deals won't be around for long or all year. Wait a minute. This is the last week. You need to hurry in to take advantage of some of these deep discounts at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, your Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Now at the Winter Storage Event, the Home Depot has 56-quart Sterilite storage totes for a new lower price of just $5.88 each. These clear totes are durable, stackable, and they hold a lot of stuff. So that New Year's Get Organized resolution you made is pretty much in the bag. Or the tote. Make room for savings right now with 56-quart storage totes for just $5.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl on ESPN Radio. Two storied programs go head-to-head in San Diego as the Texas Longhorns face the Cal Golden Bears. In their fifth meeting of all time, Texas looks to continue to dominate California and move to 5-0 against the Golden Bears. The Bridgepoint Education Holiday Bowl.
Texas and California, Wednesday night, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today as temperatures will top off about 44 for a high, with a northwest wind staying at 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll head back to 23 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 36.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. The Nebraska men taking on 11th-ranked Wisconsin tonight. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Andy Markowski will join us to talk about that and the gauntlet that Nebraska has, not only in the Big Ten, but to start. I believe 7 of the first 8 games are against top 25 teams, including Wisconsin, twice. Teddy, Wisconsin averaging, they only give up 44.7 points defensively, leading the nation. Now, again, some of the teams that they're holding down: Kennesaw State, 31. Colgate, 41. Wofford, 33. Missouri, Kansas City, the Kangaroos, 31. 42 to Green Bay, 33 to Savannah State. So I'm looking at this. Their two losses are to North Carolina, at North Carolina by 3. That's big. I mean, that's the Big Ten ACC Challenge. That's a great basketball game. And then they lost the next game to Marquette. 61-54. They've won their other 11 games. Here's their 11 wins. Wisconsin, Stevens Point, Kennesaw State, Colgate, Wofford, UMKC, Missouri, Kansas City, Bradley, BYU at home. Okay, you know, so at least they finally get to a name. Wisconsin, Green Bay. They beat a UNLV team that beat North Carolina early in the year, and then they played North Carolina within three. Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Savannah State, Mississippi Valley State. Wow.
Not a...
Wow.
Who scheduled that? Steve Peterson?
Wow. And they wouldn't play North Carolina if it wasn't for the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Wow.
Well, great. They're well rested.
Jesus. No wonder they lead the nation in scoring defense. They don't play anybody.
Well, I forget. You know what? I think those coaches have figured out we'll take care of business in the Big Ten. It'll get us right to where we want to be to contend to go to Sweet 16s and Elite Eights like they've been doing for the last 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I guess that's what they're thinking.
So there you go. All right. Lunch today. What's that?
I got one. A good one.
No, you don't. Lunch today, because nobody cares about those schools. Lunch today here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Chicken Coop.
They better care.
It is Chicken Coop Wing Basket Night every Tuesday night, just $5 at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Now, personally, I could not get ever tired of the Thanksgiving food and the Christmas food. Of course, unless you went to the in-laws and they did something crazy and the main course was not turkey, ham, prime rib, something like that, or a good homemade soup. But if you want something a little different, this is your chance. Go in, get a great burger, pizza, ribs. Maybe you just want a salad. They'll spice it up with their chicken. You put the sauce on that you want. Maybe you just want some chicken wings. Oh, nothing better, folks, than the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, every Tuesday night for $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. It's every Tuesday night. Get them hot, get them sweet, maybe get them with a little zing. It's only $5. Maybe you want two, then it's $10. Two baskets, $10. And don't forget Big Burger Night every Wednesday night as well. But tonight it's wing night, wing basket night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Let's do it right now. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-ESPN. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card from Troutman's. 888-455-3776. Call now. We'll ask you the question on air. If you get it right, it's a $25 gift card coming your way from Troutman's. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN to be a part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Great.
How was Christmas?
I was sick the whole day, actually.
So you could probably use some good food from the Chicken Coop. Okay, here we go. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Daddy, what do you got?
All right. Western Michigan takes on Purdue today in a bowl game. Mike, did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's called the Little Caesars Bowl.
What NFL receiver is the second career receiving leader at Western Michigan?
I can't answer that one. Thanks.
Well, try back.
Try back, Mike. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who's number one?
Number one is Steve Neal.
Huh. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Levi.
Levi. You ready for this?
Sure.
All right, 888-455-ESPN, folks. You want to ask the same one? You got a different one?
No, I got a different one.
Okay, go ahead.
I know, Levi, you're fired up for the Belk Bowl today, which pits Louisville and NC State together. This active receiver in the NFL is a second career receiving leader at NC State.
I don't know.
Thanks, try back.
Well, I'm just telling you, if they don't look it up, no one will ever get that. I mean, they'll have to look it up. And by the time somebody will know
this Western Michigan.
Yeah, but I would tell you that as far as the NC State one, if we walked into the UNK or the Husker coach's office, they couldn't tell you who that is. I mean, you'll know the guy. I mean, he is a NFL wide receiver that you would have drafted.
A household name.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mike again.
Hey, Mike, I'll give you a basketball question. It's a basketball question because we got Nebraska playing Wisconsin tonight. And maybe you just heard us talking about this a little bit. They lead the nation, giving up just 44.7 points per ball game. They played Bradley earlier this year. What's Bradley's nickname?
Don't know.
Oh, hey. Mike, we'll try and find one for you. Try back. 888-455-3776 if you'd like to be a part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Sean.
Sean. Daddy, ask him the Western Michigan question.
Western Michigan's most famous alum, I have to think. One of the top five famous alums. Is this receiver in the NFL? Who is it?
Absolute guess, Anquan Boldin.
No, that's not right.
But it's not right.
Try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Should I ask him this one? Who are we chatting with?
Eric.
Who won the Diamond Head Classic men's college basketball tournament over the weekend in Hawaii?
Fresno State.
What was the guess again?
Fresno State.
No, it was not Fresno State, but try back, 888-455-ESPN. We're going all over the board today, folks, with a variety of different questions. Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Eric.
Eric is back in. Eric.
No, it's a different Eric.
No, it's a different Eric. Okay, go ahead, Daddy.
I want to know this famous alum. It's a very, very household name. Western Michigan Bronco receiver that is second on their careers.
Brandon Marshall.
It is not Brandon Marshall.
Ah.
Interesting guess, though. Brandon Marshall, number 15, 1-888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
That's Kurt.
Kurt, how many games has the Wisconsin men's basketball team won in a row?
Six.
After tonight it will be, but it's only five right now. Thanks for the call. I'm not even going to ask that one again because they've won five in a row. 888-455-ESPN. Gosh, he was close. If we'd asked him this tomorrow, he'd have nailed it. Let's stay on the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Steve.
Steve, this Western Michigan alum, second all-time receiver, plays in the NFC in the National Football League. We'll at least cut it down to that. Who is it?
No clue.
Thanks for the phone call.
He is one of I don't even know. Is he one of the top 10 receivers in the NFL? Do you know that? Do you know that for sure? Tony, do you know that for sure?
I have that information.
Let's go to the phone lines. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Miles.
Oh, which one? Who won the Diamond Head Classic men's college basketball tournament in Hawaii over the weekend?
Baylor?
No, it was not Baylor. I like the guess, though. That's not right, though. 888-455-ESPN. Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
I don't have that information.
Mike, I don't even know which one. Who won the Diamond Head Classic basketball tournament? Did I ask you that already? No, I didn't.
Nope.
Who won that?
Tennessee.
It was not Tennessee. Ah! It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're asking some pretty tough ones today. Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Eric again.
Eric, we're trying to give away our $25 gift card here to Troutman's Quality Meats. What's the nickname of the Bradley University?
Brave.
There we go. Eric, you are the winner. Well, what? Tony, I will say that on the air. You give me that look. What? Jericho Cotchery, the second leading receiver in North Carolina State history. No one was going to get that. Well, Eric, I just wanted to give somebody a Merry Christmas present. Tony wants to make it rough on the world. I am a giver. Tony, a taker. He's always a dark side.
What was the Western Michigan? What's their mascot, Eric?
Western Michigan, I always get them confused with Central. One of them's the Chippewas, and the other one's, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, Broncos.
They're the Broncos.
Broncos.
Hey, okay. Hang on the line. We got a $25 gift card coming your way. The final Troutman's winner of 2011. Congratulations. Bradley Braves, Kansas State won the Diamond Head Classic over the weekend. Jericho Cotchery and the famous alum of Western Michigan is?
Greg Jennings.
Second all-time leading receiver there. Can't believe you're mean today.
I wasn't trying to be mean. I just thought for all the hard questions we were asking, boom, here's a softball. Let me sit on the tee.
It's an hour show.
Well, I understand that, but who's the mascot at NC State? I mean, come on, man. That's my first come on, man, after Christmas. By the way, come on, man. If you're choosing one of the other guys' pivots, that's what we say to you. Come on, man. T&L's been doing it a long time. They've got the right pivot for you. Call your local T&L dealer or T&L Irrigation today. We know you're tired of electric pivot repair hassles, failed gearboxes, micro switches. They pop up when it's the hottest out and you least expect it. You need to see the TNL difference. Hydrostatically powered, design, safe, and proven, eliminates the hassles. Plus, it continuously moves. That's one thing that separates TNL. Ask them what else separates them from the other guys. TNL Irrigation, they've been doing it for over 55 years, locally owned and operated in Hastings, Nebraska. We're proud to have them part of the Doug and Daddy Show. Have them on your farm as well. TNL Irrigation.
We're back with Andy Markowski to talk a little Husker and Big Ten basketball after this.
Hey, Golic here. For great savings this winter, stop by Lowe's right now. You can get a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill for only $119. That's a $70 savings. And why not start the new year off by getting your home and garage organized with 12-gallon plastic-lidded crates? Now, get two for only $10. For these and other great values, come into Lowe's today. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer is valid through January 2nd, 2012, while supplies last.
Attention. Attention.
Attention.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. Call 1-800-440-1135. Developed to fully immerse you in your new language, the Rosetta Stone solution is easier than ever before. For your free demo, call 1-800-440-1135. 1-800-440-1135.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today as temperatures will top off about 44 for a high with a northwest wind staying at 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll head back to 23 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 36.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on the program today. Don't forget to vote on our ATS poll question, which is how will a Capital One Bowl end up? Nebraska, basically big, close. South Carolina, big, close. And by big, we mean by more than a touchdown in this instance. Go to the ATS poll question on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, and vote on the poll question. Don't forget all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, near the Kearney Cinema with the huge indoor playground for the kids, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. I know that Andy Markowski will go to a BK that has the playground and drop his kids off and then come back after a little little warm-up game downtown. Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up, Drews?
How are you guys?
Well, Drews,
we got into a fight a minute ago. Doug threw out the softest question ever in Troutman's Tuesday Troutman's history.
Trivia.
It's trivia. Who's the mascot?
Well, Andy's going to know because he's a basketball aficionado. That's going to be a softball for him.
The issue I have is Doug Duda is the best guy that can generate questions in your guys' production here. I mean,
that's just what? It. It just, I know. Every Tuesday, I have to remind Daddy that it's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, so in 60 seconds, he tries to find a question. Amazing, our production meetings, how they go around here.
There's budget constraints around here, Andrew. Hey, Andrew, who's the Hofstra mascot?
Oh, the Hofstra mascot. You know, the sad thing is that Nebraska played them last year in Puerto Rico. The Hofstra mascot is...
I think that might have been the game we won.
Yeah, it was in the eighth place game.
They would be the Dutchman.
You know what?
Dutchman.
The Dutchman. I wouldn't have got that. So was that the trivia question?
No, it was Bradley.
Oh.
That was easy, right? Well, Daddy wanted to know who the second leading receiver in Western Michigan football history is because they're playing in a bowl game today, and he's a stud in the NFL, okay? Well, it's Greg Jennings just for you. Let's talk basketball. Well, first, did the kids get everything they could have possibly wanted for Christmas?
Yeah. Unfortunately, my wife enjoys Christmas holiday, and I have to work 3 months to have my kids enjoy it all, but it's all worth it. They had fun. So.
That's good. It's got to make up for what Grandpa Paul gets them. But anyway, Andy Markowski, he's going to be one of the guys that is, I don't know, they're honoring as many guys that can come back because it is the inaugural Big Ten game tonight. There's a special ceremony before the game. You get to walk out on the court and wave your hand, I assume. But what's all going on with that tonight for the folks that are headed down?
Well, just, they sent out a deal in kind of the fall wanting a lot of the former guys to come back for the inaugural Big Ten conference game. So, you know, still trying to bring in former guys and just finding reasons to have us back around the program. So I think there's 25 or 30, you know, former guys that kind of live in the area that will be more or less just introduced tonight in terms of before the game. And hopefully it's a good game. So that's the more important thing.
Yeah, that's what everyone's hoping. Everybody's talking, though, how shorthanded Nebraska is with the injuries. Andrew, in your mind, are they decimated? Do they have a shot?
Well, certainly the injuries have hurt them. I thought this year there was a chance to have probably Doc's one of his better years because you did have some upperclassmen. You had a talented kid like Spencer coming into the program. But, you know, the injuries have hurt their development. But B, it's also exposed the program a little bit for the lack of maybe some recruiting classes early on in Doc's career that you haven't had maybe the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th guy able to really help you play and win games. So tonight without Diaz or Tally, if they don't play, you know, I think it's going to be very difficult to score enough to beat Wisconsin.
Well, and then you look at that Wisconsin leads the nation in scoring defense, and we did bring the schedule up at the beginning of the program. Now, yes, they played North Carolina and played them tough, and then they lost to Marquette, but a win over UNLV is the only quality win I even see on their schedule. If you want to count BYU, fine, but the UNLV wins, the only quality win they've got. I mean, their non-conference schedule looks worse than Nebraska's many years.
Yeah, they haven't played a lot of even, you know, good mid-major type teams, a lot of low-major. But that being said, they've handled their business. I mean, there's four of those teams that didn't score 33 points. So, you know, it's one thing to not play a tough schedule and maybe only win by 5-10, but Wisconsin has certainly put the teams away that you know, they should have put away and yet still played pretty competitive against two of the top, you know, 15 teams in the country in Marquette, North Carolina. So, when you play Bo Ryan team, you have to do a lot of things differently. They play a real pack defense where they're not going to deny any passing lanes. They're not going to let you get the basketball into the paint. And the amazing thing on their stat sheet, despite not guarding outside the three-point line, they only give up 2.6 made three-pointers a game. So they're unique defensively, but more awkward to defend is their offense because their guards are going to post, their bigs are going to play on the perimeter. They kind of invert a lot of things they do on offense, which creates some real problems if you don't have a lot of time to prepare for it.
Okay, Andy, everybody's talking about the senior guard in Jordan Taylor that seems to be catching the attention of everybody because last year he averaged 18 points. Now he's averaging about 12, but he's making everybody around him so much better. Who around him has he made? So I mean, who's lifted their game on Wisconsin's team to really make an impact this year?
Well, if you look at their scoring averages, they're all pretty balanced. You know, there's a lot of guys between that 8 and 12-point range, which – you know, it's really harder to defend and game plan against the team. I think Coach Sadler always does a really good job when there's, you know, one or two good scores to try to take away, meaning you can double the post, eliminate that, or maybe shade to a pretty good perimeter defender. But when you have balance, it's difficult to know where do you have to defend, what do you do to set up your defense to take away a team's strength. So I think Taylor, as their conference schedule gets going, he's going to increase his scoring average because I think he knows he's going to have to for them to have a chance to win a Big Ten title. And obviously last year he's proven he's had games in the 30s, he's had games in the high 20s. He can score, and if you don't pay attention to him, he can hang 20 on you in a hurry.
Andy, when we talked with you before the Big Ten ACC Challenge, might have asked you the same question. So now we've got a few more games under the belt. Where is this Nebraska team right now as they open up Big Ten play?
I don't know. It's been a very puzzling group. As I said, I really thought, you know, of all the Docs teams, he kind of mixed some size with a score with some juniors and seniors. And they have not played, A, consistently. B, they've had some injuries. But C, they haven't played with the toughness that Doc Sadler's teams have played with. They're just a grit. You know, you've had a chance to put some teams away, being up 10 or 11 at different points, and then you've had to fight down to the wire. Against Creighton, you kind of fall apart in the middle of that game, which is uncharacteristic of an upperclassman team. So I really don't know what to expect tonight. I don't know who's playing, but B, I don't know if they know what's in store in terms of the physicality of what Wisconsin and B, Michigan State on Saturday are going to bring into the Devaney Center. I'm hoping, you know, Doc has proven he can keep games close in the Big 12. I hope that thing applies, philosophy applies into the Big 10. But if he doesn't get a group that is bought into defending and get a group healthy, I think they could be in for a rough start and be a long season.
Andy, isn't it every year we're talking about injuries? I mean, does it come a time where Doc's got to look at what they do in October and the first part of November and say, we got to back off a little bit? These guys are breaking down continually.
I think it's a fair question. You know, you always look at injuries, you're like, man, that's a bad break. But, you know, A, is there something that you're doing in your program that is causing it? B, you know, is depth not built in your program where maybe guys are playing too many minutes or having to practice, a little much? Or C, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I played 123 games and had 9 surgeries in college. At some point, you got to question the toughness of the guys that are on the team. I mean, it can't be, you know, 7 guys are hurt every year without it being a kind of a combination of the 3. I mean, at some point, you got to man up and go out there and play being a little discomforting or, you know, just having an injury because that's part of, you know, basketball is a 5-month season. And, you know, you're not going to play healthy every night. And sometimes I wonder if that's not part of it.
Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nebraska opens at home on national television at 8:05 in the Big Ten schedule with Wisconsin. And the first 8 games for Nebraska, 2, they play home. These are the first 8. They get rid of Ohio State, ranked 2nd in the country. They play Wisconsin twice, ranked 11th in the country. They play Indiana. They play Michigan State this Saturday. They play Illinois, all in the top 25. The only possible breather is the home date, January 11th, against Penn State, who was picked to finish 12th behind Nebraska's 11th. Is this 1-7 no matter what, Andy? I mean, 2-6 at the best? I mean, where Nebraska sits right now, we say it every year, they come up and they bite somebody on the ankle just to make you pay attention. But there's just no way this team can get 3-5 through that stretch.
Well, if you think about it in terms of what Vegas, you're going to have to pull off an upset just to go 2-6. I mean, they're going to be underdogs in 7 of their first 8 games, which, you know, it's great for the fans in terms of, you know, certainly want to see great competition, with a great conference in the Big Ten. You know, I don't know if Coach Sadler is sleeping very good, but You know, it's certainly you can play well and start 0-3. That's for sure, just with the three teams they opened the league with. But the thing that scares me is I don't think this is a real confident group of guys. They haven't played real confident. They haven't played with an urgency. And if you start the season, losing a lot of games in a row, you know, where are you at mentally in terms of being able to regroup and trying to make a run in the back eight? Because your first eight is very difficult.
Andy, I think it's too early. When does the talk start about will this be Doc's final year?
Well, based on the apathy of what I've seen over the last month, I think it started. Like I said, it's year six. There are some things that I think Doc does a really good job at, and that's, is coaching defense. But I think there's been some red flags with maybe the number of kids they've missed in recruiting, and part of the injuries this year has exposed that, meaning, who you have out there on the court right now is maybe your eighth or ninth guy. That just exposes that your recruiting maybe hasn't been to a level. And I'm not talking recruiting as four- and five-star kids. I'm just talking about, signing a freshman, redshirting them, kind of developing their skill, developing their strength so they're able to contribute in your program maybe year two, three, and four, which, I think at Nebraska you have to have that recipe for sustained success. You're not going to get four- and five-star kids yet. I think the facilities – based on some success, can help that. We're at the point now where recruiting has struggled, and I think that's being transparent on the court. I think Doc knows this is a big year for him. And regardless of the schedule or the injuries or whatever excuses there are out there. Guys are paid a lot of money to win basketball games, and that's what the fans expect. And, once this conference season gets started, I guess we'll see how it plays out.
Andy Markowski with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple more questions. So a lot of people have said for years you can't win at Nebraska. And they've said that about Kansas State football, and Bill Snyder was the guy to do it. Your coach, Danny Nee, found a way to win at Nebraska. And I know one of the answers is that there was at least some Nebraska talent on some of those teams. They weren't necessarily the best player on the team. Yourself, Bruce Chubbuck, then you got a Strickland, and you can fill in the blanks. What did Danny Nee do? And if there is another coach that comes in that you're looking for, what's the number one thing that Danny Nee did that maybe the next coach or Doc tries to do that makes Nebraska a successful program again?
Well, I think the first thing that you have to do is you have to be able to recruit. And you're right. I mean, there's no doubt that Nebraska has dried up in terms of there's been a few kids, and obviously losing the Gasell kid to Iowa, hurts, because I think you have to mix in some local kids that have a pride level and the program and in the state and everything to do with helping others get better. And that hasn't been there. But you have to be able to evaluate talent and develop talent within your program, because Nebraska is not a school that when you pick up the phone and you call a kid, Nebraska basketball doesn't jump out the map to them. So you're going to have to be able to paint a vision and a story. And I think Coach Nee did that. I think Coach Nee was a salesman. He had enough success, and he was able to tell recruits and recruits' families, "Hey, I'm gonna help you get to the NBA. We're gonna win championships here. We're gonna play for NCAA tournaments." And he did all that. The problem with Coach Nee is it reached a point where he couldn't get over the hump, and the next coach I think has to come in, or Doc, whichever it is, has to be able to paint a vision to these kids, and facilities helps. But you have to start having some success where kids start believing in the story that you're telling them. And I don't think that's happened yet for Doc. And it just makes the job harder and harder. But if you don't recruit, and then the other thing I think you have to do is you have to change styles of play. Doc, I think, has struggled playing against zone, hasn't been able to implement a zone. And when you don't have as good as players as the other guy, you have to use some smoke and mirrors occasionally. You just can't line up and say, okay, we're going to run a double high post offense. We're going to pound it inside, and we're going to play man-to-man defense. We're going to beat you. I think at some point you have to maybe change strategies, use some smoke and mirrors to try to beat some teams that are maybe more talented than you. So, I hope Doc's the guy. I like Doc, but, there's certainly some things in year six starting a difficult conference slate that make you a little nervous. And, you know, certainly they're going to have to play better than they've played, you know, going forward if the fans are believing that Doc is this guy.
Andy, I think the one thing very, very concerning to me is if you lose Mike Gesell to Ohio State, to Michigan State, to Wisconsin, it's fine. But to lose him to Iowa, who sucks worse than Nebraska does right now, their facilities are a tenth of what Nebraska has, that's a huge red flag for this Husker fan.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And you know, I think I was quoted in the paper after it came out that, you know, if you offer an in-state kid a scholarship, you have to sign that kid. I mean, that's, you know, if we're not going to produce players every year, the kids that we do produce in the state, you know, you have to get them in your program. And, you know, I think, you know, red flag was the word that's been used in this conversation. I agree with that. Because we can't sit there and say that there's not in-state kids and then not sign the ones that you know, who knows? Maybe, you know, he's not good enough and he's going to go to Iowa and struggle. I just think you need the in-state kids that have a pride in your program and bring kind of a name recognition with a fan base that's very fickle. You know, we like to support our own. And, you know, unfortunately, we haven't had a Nebraska kid, you know, outside of a couple walk-ons in 6 or 7 years. I mean, you know, Bronick and Volander, and even like a Mike Fox this year, you know, those guys have all been walk-on type kids, and losing Gesell as a scholarship caliber athlete was certainly a blow to the stomach, and you know, could be the beginning of the end if the season continues to progress at how it is progressing to this point.
Last question, Andy Markowski told us about Wisconsin. Quickly, Michigan State comes in. I mean, wow, that should be exciting. It's a New Year's Eve afternoon game with Tom Izzo coming into the Devaney Center.
You're right. I think both of these. I mean, what great teams to come in. Hey, we haven't played a Big Ten team in, I think, Minnesota in 2003 was the last Big Ten team we played in 11 years. So it's new teams. It's very good basketball. I mean, Wisconsin, Bo Ryan's one of the best coaches in the country if you want to watch fundamental basketball. Tom Izzo's resume speaks for itself. So I hope the fans come out, because without some type of a home court advantage with an atmosphere, you know, they could be very difficult games. But Michigan State is possibly coming off a big win at Indiana. I think they open with Indiana tonight. So you might catch them at the right time to be able to pull off an upset.
Andy, we appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll continue to catch up with you as the season progresses. And wherever you're at this New Year's Eve, make sure and catch your flight home.
That'll never happen again, Doug. I appreciate the advice. So take care, guys.
Happy New Year's, Drews. Andy Markowski, he's the best, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. See, now that again, I didn't realize that. That's an embarrassment if Nebraska hasn't played a Big Ten basketball team since 2003. That's just embarrassing. That is embarrassing. You can't get a home-and-home with Iowa. You can't go up the road to Minnesota. You're going to be an underdog anyway. Play them. That's embarrassing. Back after this. Well, it's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing is what it is.
Well, Doug, maybe you need to relax and calm down.
I need to relax.
Well, they've got your recliner waiting for your Bruce Furniture. Plus, you can visit any of the Bruce Furniture stores and receive free in-home interior design service. That lamp doesn't look right when you get it home? They'll replace it with a lamp that does look right, just right for you. Bruce Furniture, from pillow fabrics to carpet color to wall decor. Bruce Furniture helps create just the right look for you with just the right movers for you. They'll move it in, replace the old stuff, it's gone. Put the new stuff in. It's there for you. Just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, out west of Alliance. Call them today. Stop by today. Price that piece of furniture is that price. No fine print. Bruce Furniture, just right for you.
Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. call 1-800-500-0486. For your free CD, call 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from everyone at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, after Christmas, it's holiday basketball tournament action. We'll be at Ravenna, Kearney Catholic, Aurora, and Minden. Games here on ESPN, 1230 KHAS, Classic Hits 98.9, and The Breeze 94.5. From Minden, Aurora, Kearney Catholic, and Ravenna, it's high school holiday basketball tournaments. For more information, check us out on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today as temperatures will top off about 44 for a high, with a northwest wind staying at 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll head back to 23 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 36.
Doug and Daddy's show, wrapping up a Tuesday edition here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll be talking about the Capital One Bowl a whole lot more as the week progresses. Their first practice for the Huskers wrapping up this morning as far as being down in Florida. Folks, let's take a look at where we're at in our Big Daddy's Deli Bowl Bonanza Championship round. Of course, to get in, you had to just call us up on any Friday, and you got a Big Daddy's deli sandwich, combo meal, two locations in Hastings, top of the hill in Kearney, home of a bazillion sandwiches. Love them so much. It's outstanding at Big Daddy's Deli. And let's give you an update on where we're at. We have a leader, but they're not running away with it. But congratulations to Mark M. He is 7-1 so far to start things off. He missed Wyoming and now has won 7 in a row. And he has a one-game lead.
I would figure if you picked Wyoming, you would probably be a crazy cat and be picking all sorts, and now he's on a roll.
Mark 7-1 and Jim 6-2. And Jim missed San Diego State and Florida International were his two misses. So after going 2-2, he is strung together with four straight wins. Two more to go today. Purdue, Western Michigan in the Little Caesars Bowl, North Carolina State, Louisville in the Belk Bowl. And of course, Daddy, let's see where we're at right now. You actually circled North Carolina yesterday, and that dropped you to 5-3. So I won that one, and that evens me up at 4-4. So I'm one behind you right now. I have Purdue and North Carolina State today. You have Western Michigan and North Carolina State today. And because I'm not sure, Daddy, how the rest of the week is going to pan out, we better pick through at least Friday. Because, you know, we got basketball and stuff. Let's go to the Champ Sports Bowl, Florida State and Notre Dame. Irish Ken, I told you, I'm taking the Irish.
I'm not taking them. I will take Bobby Bowden, Florida State.
Valero Alamo Bowl.
Oh, is he not there anymore?
Baylor and Washington, who are you taking?
Oh, I'm going to take Kevin Steele. Give me Baylor.
The over-under is like 83 for this game. Well, I really like Don James and his coaching style. But Grant Taff, I'm going to go with him and Baylor.
That's great. Who is the guy?
I'm going to up you one there with the Grant Taff reference.
Who is the guy that we met, the last Baylor coach? The cowboy boots, real nice guy. Met at Big 12 Media Days before Briles.
Oh, it was the former coach at Kentucky that got the Gatorade dumped on.
Guy.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Yeah. So what about him? That's it. That's all you got, huh?
That's where I was. I was just going with him there.
The Bell Helicopter Armed Forces Bowl. It's a busy day on Friday. You got BYU or Tulsa?
Give me Tulsa.
I'm going to take, I don't even remember. It's hard to stop that triple option. I'll take BYU. Iowa State Rutgers.
I'm going to
take Rutgers. So proud to be your coach.
Rutgers.
You know what? In this, Rutgers, I think, is probably going to win the game. But
who's
right
favorite?
Here, right now, I'm taking Iowa State. Rutgers by like a touchdown, aren't they?
Guy Morris, our
research department.
It's the Guy Morris. Yeah, there you go. Pinstripe Bowl. That's, Rutgers is a lot closer to Jersey City. I've been watching Boardwalk Empire. They wear pinstripes. I would take Rutgers, yes.
Well, that's where the losers play, right? Yankee Stadium? That's the home of the Pinstripe Bowl. The Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl pitting Mississippi State against Wake Forest. I'll be perched in front of the TV for that doozy. Wake Forest, Mississippi State, SEC, ACC. Who you got?
I will take Mississippi State.
Yeah, I will too. There's no reason that they should lose that game, but they will. Iowa, Oklahoma, I'll take Oklahoma in the Insight Bowl.
That should be a close one.
All right, there you go. I think that brings us to the end of a Doug and Daddy show. We've got more great guests as the week progresses. We're going to talk a little bit about the Husker women. They start in a top 25 matchup at 16th-ranked Penn State on Friday. Got a lot of the holiday basketball tournaments going on. Also, we'll be talking with Sean Callahan Friday on the Doug and Daddy show.
Matt Davidson. Tomorrow, Doug and Daddy's show, right after the start of the show.
Perfect, because the practice does wrap up about 11:30 our time the next 3 days. So that's we got to fit him in right off the top. We want to thank Eddie Markowski of the Husker Sports Network joining us today, talk a little bit of Husker hoops, and of course Matt Davidson tomorrow among our guests. Happy bowling, everyone, and get ready for those holiday basketball tournaments. Enjoy the beautiful weather, and hopefully you have all those great holiday gifts that you want. Hey, we'll be back home and watch European Vacation tonight.
Awesome. Good work after that. Why don't you check out Caddy Check, too? And we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, Center of Baskets, ESPN Radio, Superstation. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.